903.
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Cigarette program starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro Golden Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette program, Red Skelton.
Gentlemen, 903, Rod.
903, Red.
Well, sir, there'll be no more hair jokes on the air after tonight. I know that.
Just wait a minute. I got a bone to pick with you, Red.
Oh, good. Any meat on it?
Well, that went over with a still of a knife, didn't it? Nothing like good material. I wish we had some.
You're right, Red, and I think we should have left that joke in that went over so good in rehearsal.
Oh, you mean the one where I say, well, here it is, October, the frost is on the pumpkin?
Yeah, and I said, and the corn is in the script.
Yeah.
Well, why did you delete it?
Well, I'm caught with my alibi down, truthfully.
Sure, I know why. You're afraid I'd get a laugh.
Oh, now, I wish you hadn't said that.
Why?
Because it's the truth.
Well, comedians on other shows let their announcers get a
laugh. Yeah, and look what's happening. NBC's up to their commercials and comedians. Have you noticed what's happened to radio lately? Band leaders, singers, announcers, they all get laughs one week, and the next week they've got their own shows. Did you hear Fred Allen on Sunday? Now he's bringing in commentators, Lowell Thomas and H.B. Kaltenborn, telling jokes.
It's good for them, but it's bad for the comedian.
And everybody gets laughed. What did the comedian get? I mean, besides money. Did you hear that Dennis Day program?
Yeah, and he mentioned your name.
Sure, the little traitor. When I first met him, he was just a singer. Now look at him. He's telling jokes. That audience laughed harder at him than one comedian laughs at another comedian when he's told that a comedian just died.
But, Red, the world wants to laugh.
Well, sure, it'd be all right if they'd leave it go there. But now the sponsors are looking for a guy that can sing, read the commercials, tell jokes, and fit into the advertising campaign.
Dennis Day fits into the advertising campaign?
For Colgate, yes. What other toothpaste program has their own Dennis? I've seen it coming for years. I knew it was going to happen.
Oh, don't be like that. You make a good living, and where there's life, there's hope.
Yeah, that's got me worried, too. Where there's hope, they don't need skill. You're just mad because you didn't get tickets to go into his store.
Well, I wouldn't worry if I were you. You can always go back to vaudeville.
You mean me do that old act with Edna where I sing she's only a bird in a gilded cage and then she does a fan dance?
Why not?
Well, Edna had a little misfortune. The OPA froze her feathers. She's now doing a peekaboo dance with Venetian blinds.
A peekaboo dance?
Yeah, a peekaboo dance. The audience peeks and boos. You know. No, I tell you, comedians will think of something.
Well, you know what? I think you comics have one way out.
What?
Get funny jokes and new ones.
Well, that's the easy way out, isn't it? We can't tell new jokes. Why, the jokes we comics have been using on the air for years, the audience is just getting. It's the radio comedians that's keeping this country on its feet. Every time we tell an old joke, I can just hear thousands of people yell, "Get up, shut that thing off." Well, I'll tell you, if the audience is going to be fickle and they want talent with their jokes, I'll go back to the job I came out here to California to do.
Oh, you can't do that, Rad.
You mean the grape picking season's over?
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Scientific tests of America's six leading brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors, including throat specialists, have proved conclusively. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than Raleigh's. So smokers enjoy the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh's. Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Anita. 903,
Red.
Anita Ellis will now sing a song which you just recorded. Either it's love or it isn't.
Either it's love or it isn't. There's no compromise. Either it's real or it isn't. There's no other way. Don't wash your arms. Don't wash your lips. If your heart isn't mine to the core, take them away. Come back the day you've learned what a heart is for. Either you're true or you aren't. There's no in between. If you've been lied to by someone, you'll know what I mean.
If you have a beef, don't air it, roast it.
Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, you better pay your insurance up, because you ain't going to last long. Chapter 11 is entitled The Pig Farm. A lot of people think that the farmer who sells his product during these times is getting rich. They believe that a pig on the hoof is money in the bank, but not to Clem Cadillhopper. He don't believe in piggy banks.
Well, here I am. Do, 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 do,
Boy, it sure is hot today. Just saw my pet squirrel running around with his fur coat unbuttoned. Well, I better put on my hip boots and go down and feed the pig. I gotta wear them so I won't dirty up the pig pen. Better count my pigs. Somebody try to steal one of my prize hogs. Now, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I had to go fast. The three of my fingers are stuck together with my lap. It's all the higher I can count today. I lost my thumb last week eating celery. Oh, darn it. I brought the bucket, but I forgot the food. I'm getting to be as helpless as a second lead in a Jane Russell picture. Well, here comes Sarah doing that old 1900 car of hers. Wonder why she don't paint that thing and take the bumpers off of it, make it look like a new one.
Howdy, Clay.
Well, Sarah, too. Howdy doody to you, too.
How do you feel, Sam? You look sick.
Well, I ought to. You just slammed that door on my nose.
Well, you don't have to talk sassy to me just because I slammed the door on a little old thing like your nose.
My nose ain't little. Or it wasn't before you slammed the door on it. Goodness. Well, I can't stand here and be fussing with you. I've got to go out and finish feeding the pigs.
You sure have fine livestock,
Sam. Yeah, I know that, old.
Now, how did you do at the county fair with them?
Cleaned up. I won four events.
Well, that's funny. I only count three of your pigs with blue ribbon.
Well, I only wear mine when I'm dressed up.
Well, Clem, I'm so hungry for some meat.
Yeah.
You know, if you love me, you'd cut off a ham off of one of them there pigs and give it to me.
Can't make money that way, kiddo.
You're getting awfully uppity lately. Clem, what's turned your head?
Why, going backwards again? Yes,
Clem.
I do now. I love you for what you are.
Well, then what am I?
I don't know.
Clem, where were the brains, you, when the brains were passed out?
Same where you was when you tried to read that. Yes,
Clem, well, I'd sure like to taste some nice bacon again.
Well, before you go home, I'll give you a yard of pork.
A yard of pork?
Yeah, three pig feet. That was a fastie with a slow response, wasn't it, huh? What's he doing over here so early?
Well, I just thought I'd help you take your pigs to the packing house.
Uh-huh.
Well, are you still trading with the Tommy Dugan brothers?
No, I think that packing house he's selling in a black market.
Well, whatever gave you that idea?
Well, he paid me with $5 $10 bills, and each one, the Alexander Hamilton was hiding his face in his hand.
Not
a well, I know he's selling at black market because he does all of his business on the roof.
Up on the roof? You mean...
Exactly. Above ceiling.
Clem, he sounds like a crook to me.
He is. He's so crooked he could hide behind a corkscrew without throwing a shadow.
Where did you ever meet such a person?
Behind a corkscrew.
Well, if he is a black... If he is a black market here, then he's got gangsters working for him, and then they might hurt you.
Oh, they don't scare me, them people. I was in the Army. I talked back to a BFC once.
Well, we better feed your pigs.
Yeah, I guess remembered. Not today. I only feed them every other day.
Well, why?
Well, I gotta eat sometime myself, you know.
Oh, Clem, here comes someone in a new car.
Yep. Uh-oh, it's that Tommy Dugan gang from that packing house. There's somebody with him, too. Uh-oh. Howdy.
I came out to see why you didn't make a delivery this morning. We got to have pigs for the market.
Well, why don't you butcher each other? You're making hogs out of yourself. You black marketeers, you.
Can I smack him down?
You just try it, and you'll get a surprise. Now, ain't you surprised how easy it was?
Don't beat him up, killer. I'll talk to the goon.
Now, look, if you're trying to knock me silly, you're just wasting your time.
Look, Periscope Head. I want you to pay attention to what I say and think. What caused this sudden change?
Well, I've decided I'll sell my meat where the customers can buy it over the counter instead of that cramped-up position underneath it.
Look, don't be a sucker. This is 1946, and you got to get it while the getting's good.
You know, when you talk like that, you sort of tarnish my discharge button.
That's a very pretty speech.
Yes,
but if you're smart, you'll make your pile now.
Oh.
You know money doesn't grow on trees.
If it did, you'd probably be up in one. You're peeking through the leaves up there or something.
But suppose something should happen to your pigs.
Yeah, like they accidentally got poisoned.
Oh, well, you never get away with that. I always taste the food before I feed it to them.
We got ways of handling stupid people like you.
Well, who's stupid?
You are.
You
Come down here and say that, will you?
Hey, you stop hitting him.
Yeah.
Well, to slow down your production, I think we'll just knock off a couple of your prize boards.
Oh, here now, where are you going?
Hey,
Clint, get out of that pig pen.
Yes, but he's got a gun.
Come out of that pig pen. Here, what are you doing?
Come on, let's get out of here.
Sarah Dew, call all the neighbors. I want them over here at once. Friends, I want to thank you fellow Americans for getting rid of the black marketeers.
I'm not a pattern, Adam. And I want to thank you for coming over here and paying your respects to my two prize pigs.
Now hand me that knife and your plate. There's plenty here for everybody, you know.
Offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
My famous star of 20th Century Fox's The Razor's Edge, Tyrone Power, says, quote,
I changed my mind about cigarettes after I saw the certified reports. Medical science has proved no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh. From now on, Raleigh is my choice.
Right, Tyrone Power. Those tests were based on the method used by the United States government. So friends, enjoy the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
David Forrester and his orchestra play Jealousy. Take it away, David.
Thank you.
lot.
I don't see that.
Chapter 12 is entitled Small Fry. Nowadays, all sorts of tricks are being used to make the butcher turn loose with just one more chop, and this is the story of the mean widow meat getter.
Junior?
Yeah?
What were you doing in the backyard?
I was burning some leaves.
In the incinerator?
No, the incinerator wouldn't hold all of them, so I burned them in the garage.
Oh, there's nothing like the smell of burning leaves.
Yes, especially when there's a small touch of the garage furniture.
Now, you're kidding me. You wouldn't set fire to the garage.
Yes, she's laughing, kiddo. I know.
Well, how would you like to go to the meat market with me?
Well, that all depends, Grandma.
Depends on what you
mean. Well, the way you've been fattening me up lately, it depends on whether you're going for buying or showing. I tell you, I think I'd stay here. I'm kind of busy anyhow. I'm going to find out something for myself. I got a little experiment to make there.
Well, what's that you have in that bottle?
Well, you're...
Cleaning fluid?
Yes.
The inflammable kind?
Keep going.
And matches, too.
Yes?
What are you up to?
Boy, she got no imagination at all.
Junior, I asked you what you were up to.
I'll be up to the ceiling if these two things get together, you know.
You give that bottle to me.
Oh, you want to do it, huh? You firebug, you.
You give me that stuff. You're too young to realize what could happen.
Yeah, and you're too old to make a statement like that.
You mean you'd like to set the house on fire?
Yes, I would. I'd like to set the house on fire. Barbecue myself. Let the walls and the ceiling fall in.
Oh, no, no, no.
What's the matter?
I scared me down.
No. Don't cry.
I'll burn up. Oh,
no. No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Don't cry. And I'll buy you some gumdrops.
And some liquid?
Yes.
And some popcorn and cracker
cake? Yes.
And some ice cream?
Oh, no, no, no.
What's wrong?
I got the tummy ache.
Here, put this coat on.
Okay, I'll go to the movie.
Look.
Who tied that dog on our horse?
I gave him mine.
Where'd you get him?
Well, he followed me home. I took hold of one end of the leash and he followed the other.
How did his paws get the sword?
Well, that's his own fault. He shouldn't have dragged his feet, you know.
What's his name?
Hmm?
What's his name?
I call him G.I. because he ain't got no home.
I wonder what kind of a dog he is.
I don't know. I think they made him after all the dogs was made and he was the leftovers or something.
Well, he looks like a bloodhound to me.
He do? Hmm. Come on, bleed for us. Come on, let's go. Hey, Grandma, can I keep him, huh?
Now, maybe somebody deliberately lost him because there's no meat to feed him.
Oh.
I wonder if the butcher will have any scraps.
He's got it, but he's selling for first-class stuff, you know.
Hey, Grandma.
Uh-oh. There's that Mr. Bob Orton coming out of his house.
Junior.
Well, my dear friend, hello, hello, hello.
Ah, shut up.
Junior, I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
Well, you better start thinking, kiddo, because I get worse on the hour, you know.
You've been asking for this.
Oh, no. You begged me in front of an outsider. Why, you're so embarrassed.
You're not embarrassed, Junior. I can see by your face that you're not blushing.
I'm not blushing in my face.
Going shopping?
Yes, we're going down to the butcher store to see if we got any meat for the dog.
You have a dog?
Yes, he married
him. Mine disappeared this morning.
Really?
Someone came into my house and took him.
No. Now, who would do the thing like that?
You.
No pushing from the audience, please.
Did Mr. Austin his dog let go?
Here like you are. Go on.
What's the time like these? It made me glad I'm a vegetarian.
You're a vegetarian. What's that?
Vegetarian is one who doesn't eat meat. Just vegetables.
Oh, I thought you called them Americans.
Come on, Grandma. Come on, Junior.
License number 903, I saw it.
Junior, hold my hand.
What?
Hold my hand.
Right.
Now, careful crossing the street. Mm-hmm. Now, do I really mean that?
Boy, you sure don't love me, don't you, kiddo?
Ooh, just look at the people in front of the butcher shop.
Yes,
you think they've never seen me.
No.
Junior, you stay here. I'm going to sneak around to the back of the market.
Yes.
Maybe the employee's entrance is open. Now, you hold my place in line.
You better. Well, I'll squeeze right in here. Here.
Ooh, get out of my shopping bag.
All right, stand back, folks. Stand back. Give me some air. Give me some air. I'm dying. Give me some air.
Oh, I'm sorry, little boy.
I'm not a widow boy. I've been in line so long I've shrunk.
Well, are you going to shopping?
Yeah, that's why I got all my old ragged clothes. You know, I look so pitiful to tear them butchers' hearts out, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, I see it's not working. I powder my face with some flour. Boy, that pale look gets them every time, you know.
So was that lady your mother or your nurse?
No, that's my grandmother. My mother's in jail.
In jail?
Yeah. She's lost her head out the zoo. Killed 9 storks before they could catch her. She was stork raving mad out there, that kid did. I hope this butcher store don't open until Grandma gets back. She went down the street to the other butcher shop.
There's another meat market?
Sure, they got a better selection. Not too loud, not too loud. The meat's cheaper, too, you know. I just saw them unloaded. 2 guys with guns taking out a cow. I saw them.
Yeah? Well, where did you say this meat market was?
3 blocks down the street.
Step aside, folks.
Well, you're going to have to run fast to the meat.
Here, here.
Everybody running. I can't understand it.
You can, can't we, folks?
Good morning.
Oh, let's go in, Grandma. I got a feeling that mob's going to be back in a couple of minutes. And they won't be pussy-footing in either, boy. Look, meat, Grandma, meat.
Now, don't get so excited.
Excited? Well, then, go down the walk. You're dragging me on the floor. Goodness. Hey, what's that big machine over there, Grandma?
That's the slicing machine, and don't go near it.
Okay.
I don't want 2 of you running around here.
Well, what can I do for you, madam?
Well, you can turn your back so we can clean out this joint.
Quiet, Julia. What do you have, butcher?
Just what you see here.
Well, either way, you need glasses or you need some meat. One or the other.
Do you have some ham under the counter?
We sold it last night.
The ham?
The counter. However, I do have pig's feet.
Well, I got pigeon toes, but I don't brag about it.
Hey, you're a smart little fellow. What's your name?
Junior.
Is that all?
That's too much right there.
Do you have any ham?
No, just pig's feet.
She don't want pig's feet. She wants some ham. Something higher up on the hog. Some hips. You got any hips?
A nice boy.
Hey, don't pass me right.
Oh, he bit me.
Now, that's the first fresh meat I've tasted in weeks.
I wish you'd hurry up and buy your meat and leave.
Okay, Grandma, you go ahead and buy the meat. I'm going to look around. I'm going to look in this big icebox here. It's open. Going inside and cool myself off. It sure is hot today. This humility is awful in here. Oh, boy, it sure is cold in here. Oh, look at all the meat. I believe I've died and gone to hell. I wonder where they get all this meat. Wonder what's in this box over here. I'm going to go tell Grandma. Grandma, don't buy none of this stuff from me.
Why, Junior?
Look what I found. Horseshoes.
Remember, we'll all be back with the next Tuesday at the same time. Les Skelton, David Forrester, and his orchestra, Nita Ellis, Brenda Belton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith here in Surrey, Rod O'Connor. The next Tuesday there.
Red Skelton saying goodbye, Tom. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying Raleigh.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco, the great superior on all 5 counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crisp cut for slow, even cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. Men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. Try Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
903. Brown and Williamson invite you all to good listening during the week. Listen to People Are Funny next Friday night and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.